Mira and Harper Audio present California Girls by Susan Mallory, performed by Tanya Eby. Chapter 1.
They're frying bacon.
Finola Corrado tried not to smile at the panic in her assistant's eyes. The cooking segment is potato salad five ways. Bacon is the cost of doing business. Rochelle's horror morphed into indignation. Yes, and right before that is the What's New in Sundresses segment. I'm very familiar with the schedule. She set down her tablet, put her hands on her narrow hips, and leaned forward, as if stressing the importance of her point. Her long, dark braids moved with her. Finola, we have models in the building. Tall, skinny, hungry models. They're starting to look feral and turn on each other. I'm convinced it's the smell of bacon. Can't they cook it somewhere else? And people assumed television was glamorous, Finola thought, still trying not to laugh. Move the models to the backup green room and tell them we have a humidity problem on set, so they need to use extra hairspray. They won't be able to smell the bacon after that. Tell the food prep person to clean up when the bacon is finished, so there won't be any more odor. Oh, that will work. Rochelle, a smart, ambitious communications graduate, relaxed. I should have thought of that myself. You will soon enough. Her dark-haired, dark-eyed 25-year-old assistant would soon be capable of running the show, Finola thought as Rochelle left. In a few months, Rochelle would move on, taking a job that would give her more responsibility, and Finola would hire a new assistant to begin the process again. Getting your foot in the door in the TV business wasn't easy. There were plenty of crap jobs, but not all of them gave the right kind of experience. Finola prided herself on hiring the best and the brightest. She was very clear with her demands. She expected a killer work ethic.